the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Do you have a set of Power Block quick change dumbbells? If you don't, you need a set, and you can get a free set by entering to win one set each month. November, December, and January we'll be giving away. So you enter once and you have three chances to win a 5 to 50 pound set of the new Urethane Series Power Block dumbbells. Go to superhumanradio.com. On the top of the homepage, look for the banner ad that says enter to win. Click it. Take a chance. Who knows? Maybe you'll have a set of dumbbells. Okay. This show was inspired by some questions that were posted on my Facebook page. The questions were about using the trap bar to do deadlifts. Is it easier to do deadlifts with trap bar? Is it better to do deadlifts with trap bar? What else can you do with the trap bar? Steve Colescott said that you can use it to dry sweaters because it has that nice square edge to it. Did you see that on my Facebook page? Steve Colescott's a funny guy.
I didn't see it. I wish I had. Now, I will definitely have to go back and look at that, though.
Here's his exact words. Not many know this, but the trap bars are very useful when you want to air dry a sweater, since hangers can stretch out the fabric. I'll leave the other innovative uses to Coach Johnson to explain. Thank you for that, Steve Colescott. He's a funny guy. What's the deal? You know, I go to a lot of mainstream gyms and I see trap bars all of a sudden everywhere. It's like either there's a really good sales campaign going on or people are asking gyms to get trap bars. What's the deal?
Well, what I have found basically with the trap bar, and we primarily use a raised handle trap bar, ergonomically, we are built to pull with our hands by our side as opposed to the weight being in front of you. So what that does is it takes a lot of stress off of the lower back, which we're always trying to protect and prevent injury, so to speak. And by doing that, the lifter stays more upright, and it's a more natural pulling motion. And with it being raised, the handles being raised, you're not, you know, getting as close to the ground as you would be with a straight bar. You're still training the motion. You're still training those muscles that you need to be strong and explosive to pull. But the week in and week out, you know, of pulling from the floor with a straight bar tends to overtrain the lower back, and ultimately that's what we're after. It's easier to teach pulling with the trap bar as well.
Now, what if you don't use a raised bar, a raised handle trap bar? Now you're down at the level of a regular
Still,
bar.
The ergonomics, it's basically nature dictates the best way of doing things. And a classic example is when I take on a new client is I'll throw my keys in the floor and I'll go, now pick those up for me. And 99 times out of 100, the person will bend at the waist and pick it up. But then if you watch an infant that knows that has just learned to walk, if you put those keys or anything that they're interested in, they squat down.
Very true.
So, but everything is about that balance on their feet, hands at their side. Then they reach forward and pick it up. Then they stand up.
And then they put them in their mouth.
And various other things. What, you know, that goes down several different ways. But what that does is nature dictates ergonomically how we function. And I have the flat handled as well, trap bar. And again, the hands are at the side, so the weight is not forward, putting undue stress on the lower back.
So theoretically, if I could pull a 500-pound deadlift right now in the traditional Romanian style, which not the sumo, but the, you know, where my legs are closer together,
will I be able
to pull more weight with a trap bar?
Absolutely.
Like 10% more, or like considerably more?
10% would be the minimum. I would say a couple of sessions just to learn the groove, and you'll see at least 10%.
So I got to get a trap bar. I want to look stronger. But am I still? I'm training the movement, assuming that I'm not a competitive lifter, and I have no reason to execute the deadlift in the conventional mode. This sounds like a better choice, anyway.
I think it's a safer choice. I really spend a lot of time with wrestlers using this because it's one of those things that the natural stance of where they're at when they lock up and being able to generate power, you know, from their knees being bent, it is a great movement.
Okay, so I've heard of other people doing other things with the trap bar. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But as far as using the trap bar to train for the deadlift, is this one of a good choice for like a conjugated method where you don't want to do your traditional lift every single time? You're trying to do all these other things to eradicate weak spots. If so, what weak spots could I eradicate using a trap bar?
Well, I think one of the things that the trap bar forces you to do versus a conventional deadlift with a straight bar is to maintain your balance, especially at the top of the lift and from where it breaks over your knees, is you really have to engage the hips. And that's one of the things that I think most deadlifters struggle with is when it gets to the bottom of the knee to the top of the knee is how do I open the groin up and how do I drive those hips forward. And the natural tendency with that trap bar forces that issue.
So if you're trying to hit your hips harder, is what you're
absolutely
saying, then the trap bar
absolutely
is a good choice. And most people are weak in their hips, aren't they?
No, yes, absolutely. Even more so in women. But it's one of those things where hips are always an issue, especially early on.
Hips and glutes. You think hips and glutes?
More so hips. I think hips are the one thing. You look at it. I mean, look at the experience we've had over the years of when kids have come up and when they squat, the knees cave in. The groin is always overpowering the hips.
Interesting.
And that's learned. I mean, we're designed to have strong hips. And that's why it's something that has to be trained, something that has to be addressed in the training.
All right. Before we go into a break here, I want to talk about some of your progress, and then we'll get back to the trap bar. Now, those of you who have not friended Wade Johnson on Facebook, you really need to friend him because he's constantly putting YouTube videos up of his training. Are you still doing a lot of Olympic lifting, Wade?
I just last week have started back. Just for with time constraints and other things going on, I put that aside for a little bit and have started back. My hope is that when I get done, I've got a powerlifting meet scheduled for early next year, and then I'm going to change my focus a little bit as I have decided that will be my last powerlifting meet as a super heavyweight.
Because you're gonna try to drop some weight then, in other words.
Yeah, I'm 45.
Oh, well, okay, so you're 45. And at 45, and I happen to know, and I say this unabashedly, I'll be challenged at it, but you're completely drug-free and been drug-free your whole career. What kind of lifts are you shooting for next year?
Finally to squat a grand, bench and deadlift 700 in the same meet, and finally total 2400. I've been very close.
How is your squat going?
My squat is my bread and butter, and that seems to be very well on track. I've probably the biggest session that I've done, and that's been a couple of months ago, is three sets of doubles with 925. No knee wraps. It was knee braces and straps down on my suit.
Three sets of doubles, 925. Now, when you do three sets of doubles with 925, are you going down and coming up fast, or do you go down slow like meat style and then blast up?
It's meat style because I'm in full gear, and the gear of today versus even 5 years ago is so dramatically different and more restrictive. That's one of the things that in the last 6 months I've really worked on is how do I get more pace in the hole with the gear, you know, so I can be more explosive, but more importantly, where I'm not holding the weight for such a long time.
Right. So getting into position and getting down in there, in other words.
Right.
That's amazing. So 925. And how is your deadlift going? I know that you're not a favorite deadlifter because you feel that you're gripped.
I just am not genetically built for deadlift. It's one of those things that I've really had to work at. My last meet, I did finally pull 700 pounds. And so what I'm hoping to do is duplicate that. And so the training is going well. I have not pulled anything heavier in the last year than in the lower 600s.
Yeah.
So I haven't really tested those waters yet.
Yeah, and you're really looking to make your points on the squat, obviously, and the bench press is very good for you, too.
Yep.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the trap bar, what else you can do with it. Maybe Steve Colescott's right. Maybe we need to stop putting our sweaters on it. We're talking to Coach Wade Johnson today, and we will be back with more Superhuman Radio. Products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
Joe Crack the Dawn.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Coach Wade Johnson about using the trap bar. So we understand that we can be stronger, and it's probably a more natural movement to use the trap bar to actually do deadlifts. Why do they call it the trap bar? Was it originally designed to train your traps?
You know, that is a good question, I unfortunately don't know the answer, but I do know somebody that does, and that would be something that I'll post on your Facebook later.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I have to assume that's the idea, like to do shrugs with it. It would be a natural way to do shrugs. You're not holding the bar in the front, and you know, especially when you start getting some considerable weight on a bar, whether you're doing shrugs from behind and it gets hung up on your butt, you know, you can't get it over your butt, or on the front, you can kind of, you know, cheese grater your private parts off if you're not careful.
Right. Well, look at the Hammer Strength Shrug Machine. I mean, the handles are at the side.
There you go.
And that was one of the things that I was going to tell you. My guys, they're more comfortable with the grip of the trap bar versus the dumbbells or even the machine, because the machine's very restrictive. And we don't do shrugs with a straight bar in my gym. So
right.
they a lot of times they'll deadlift the weight up and they shrug it.
Right, right. Okay. What else can you do with the trap bar? Someone told me about squatting with the trap bar. How would you squat with it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how you would do
that. I would imagine you could squat with it kind of like if you held it at the bottom, like you were shrugging it, and then just did, and almost like a deadlift, you know what I mean, where you just went down with your legs, you didn't use your back, went up and down.
Yeah, I could see you know, training it from the top, but that would still, in my book, would still be a deadlift.
Right, right, absolutely. What else can you do with the trap bar besides
deadlift?
One of the
things that we've done, and that I really like, is we have done bent over rows with it.
Mm.
You stand in it, and you won't think that you have enough room, and I'm a fairly large fella, and you would think that it would be restrictive, but it's not. And the pressure of a straight bar versus, again, the grip with the trap,
the neutral
bar,
neutral grip again,
it
yeah,
it is definitely something. It doesn't bother my shoulder.
Well, you know what? The other thing I can see happening is, you know, the bar hits you in the lower abdomen if you're doing.
Right.
You're bent over rows properly. You're pulling it into your gut.
Right.
And with that, you could actually go beyond and get a really good contraction, I would imagine, because you don't have anything hitting you in the gut.
It for us, it was just, especially, you know, some of us are pretty big guys, and it was just a more natural movement. It was something that allowed us to do the movement and without the shoulder issues. So, and, you know, when you get our age, you have to pay attention to those things.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Everybody has shoulder issues. Once you hit like 35, 40 years old, it just amazes me. If somebody can come up with that solution, there's a lot of opportunity there. What about, I've never used a trap bar, so I don't know. I mean, I've seen pictures of them. I don't really know how much space there is inside of one. Could you do farmer's walks with it? Like use it like a yoke?
You potentially could. I've never tried that. Unfortunately for me, I have the implements, but I could see it being something you could use. Especially if budget is a concern or you've got limited space, I could see that, you know, the potential of using.
Because
that.
Well, my problem with, and I haven't been training the past 2 weeks. I haven't trained at all, frankly. I've just, life has gotten in the way, and I'm going to push myself to get back in the gym here very shortly. But I love to do farmer's walks as a grip and hip movement on back day, but I only have access to dumbbells, and they want to unwrap. You know, once you get above like a 110-pound dumbbell, they want to unwrap in your hands. It really challenges
oh, yeah.
your grip. And I want to use something that looks, that feels more like the farmer's walk, bars that they use, which doesn't unwrap because the weight is beneath it. And I would think that the trap bar could second as that if you had a trap bar, assuming you could take good strides inside of it.
Well, I tell you what I will do. Saturday is when I do my strongman training. I'll pull it out of the gym and take it out into the driveway and see how it works.
See if you can walk with it, yeah.
And if it works, we'll take video and post it.
On Facebook.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's great. That'll be interesting. Is there anything else you can do with the trap bar? I mean, can you do any overhead movements with it, like pressing movements with it?
I have seen people do that. I have seen, there's a friend of mine, Paul Kelso. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Paul.
No, I'm not.
Paul wrote the book, The Kelso Shrug Method, and it is, long story short, it is a myriad of examples of all these specialty shrugs, which I'm a huge, huge fan of. I have seen people hold the trap bar overhead and shrug the weight up. That seems ridiculous, but you can push the weight up.
Yeah, because once your arms are locked out, your shoulders and your triceps are no longer really doing anything. They're at the farthest point. So the only thing that's going to make the bar move up a couple inches is if you can contract the upper trapezius muscle.
And that's what they do. That's one of the movements that they use, the trap bar.
Interesting. I would also think for those of us who do have shoulder problems, that pressing with the trap bar might be interesting as well, because you have that neutral grip.
It would be a little tough. I wouldn't suggest it with the raised handle because of potential balance issues.
Right.
I've never tried it, but with a flat one potentially. And they have, there's a bar out there that is like the trap bar that's called a super deadlift bar.
Really?
Like the Krepinsek bar, but it is, the Krepinsek handles are not quite parallel to the ground. This particular bar, which I'm fortunate enough to have one, it's got the front, but it doesn't, it's not like a triangle or a diamond shape like a traditional trap bar. One piece, that back part is not there, so it wouldn't be something.
So you can stand more inside of it than you could just a straight bar, but you can't get in it like you can a trap bar.
Right.
What is that obviously changes the geometry of the movement. Why train with that if you're working on a deadlift, the traditional deadlift?
With the super deadlift bar?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things that ergonomically is supposed to keep you safer, protect the lower back, and that sort of thing, which was the whole reason why I got it. And it has it has dual handles. One is a thicker handle, and you can spin it, and then it has a smaller handle. So some of my female lifters, you know, some of them are very small. So that big handle was just too big and honking for them to hold on to. But the small handle, you know, was perfect.
Do you do thick bar deadlifts to increase your grip strength?
I don't. I do have guys that do. I've got a 2-inch no knurling solid axle bar that we've done deadlifts with. I have a 2-inch that is knurled, and then we have, you know, various other grip toys that, you know, to do that. But we have done thick bar deadlifts.
Is it important when trying to train your grip, is it important to train it in the in the plane and in the way that you plan on? Like, in other words, can I train my grip in a neutral, when my hand is in a neutral position, will that translate over to strong grip strength when I want to pull a deadlift and my hands are now in a totally different orientation?
I believe so, yes. That's my experience. That's my personal experience.
What do you do to train, and what do you have your clients do to train for grip strength? Because obviously there's a lot of guys out there who have a 600-pound deadlift, but they can't hold on to the bar.
Well, and there's two reasons for that. One is the one you're talking about is a grip strength issue, and two is they're squeezing the bar versus cradling.
Yeah, you told me that once before. So let's discuss that once again. So your approach to this is to get the bar in place, but kind of leave the hands almost in a loose fashion as opposed to totally gripping the bar.
Well, it's you're not squeezing the bar. If you're just sitting there at your desk and you squeeze a pencil and the entire surface of your hand covers that pencil and you start squeezing it, you can feel the fatigue coming on quickly.
Right.
You rarely see someone that is capable of a 600-pound deadlift and they lose their grip from the floor to the middle of the shin. It's as they get near the top and they're squeezing that bar for all they're worth and the hand opens up. You know, it opens up.
Okay. So the key is to have almost a soft grip on the bar. Would you say that?
I would say you're cradling the bar versus it's sitting in only part of the hand.
Really, across the fingers, sense. Or is it sitting where the...
Absolutely. Well, yeah. See, now I use a hook grip, so that's a whole different animal.
Right.
But for the people that use the alternating grip, I always tell them to cradle. Don't squeeze the bar, because those forearms and those hands, if you sit at your desk and you're squeezing a pencil, if you squeeze it for more than 15 seconds, unless you're one of those world-class, you know, grip guys, you will feel significant fatigue in the forearm and the hands.
Right. If you give it everything you got. In other words, if you really sweep. Right.
You put yourself under the duress of trying to pull 600 pounds doing that with that technique. That's why the hand's opening up.
Okay. So, and so in that case, when you train for grip, you're also training that loosely.
Absolutely. And so what I have my lifters do is, again, I'm very fortunate that I have my own gym and I've got this ridiculous number of bars. And, instead of letting them pull with a deadlift bar that, you know, the diameter is smaller than a standard Olympic bar, I have some bars that are, they're not thick bars, but they're a little bit bigger diameter than a traditional 45-pound Olympic bar.
Right.
And what we do is once their basic sets are done, then we will do deadlift holds.
Interesting. And so you just pull 10, it, you'll just pull it off the ground and stand there
and
until
you
can't hold it anymore.
Hold it. I try to make it 10 to 20 seconds. I try not to ever, you know, go to complete failure with that. So we're not, you know, again, you know, my job is to make them stronger, but I got to keep them safe too.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where we really push the envelope. But I, you know, a 10 second hold or a 20 second hold is what I shoot for.
You know, I think of myself when I do my farmer's walks and my forearms get such an insane pump that I can't write after.
Exactly.
I train for at least an hour. I can't get my fingers don't want to come back together and my forearm has such a pump. I have to imagine. I'm going to try that. So just get it to the top and just hold it there until I stand in a rack, I guess, so you don't have to drop it on the floor, obviously.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a problem that I'm having that I started to talk to Coach Johnson about. And we're going to talk about some solutions. Any of you who are doing any type of heavy pulling work, you're probably going to want to listen to this. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today.
One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade. One androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've got a problem. I'm going to air it out on the radio. And Coach Johnson has an answer. I think a lot of people maybe have this problem. I mean, before I give it away, do you have a lot of problems with some of your stronger guys with this kind of an issue?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. I stopped using gloves and straps a couple years ago because I felt like, what does it matter if I can pull a 600-pound deadlift if I have to use straps and gloves to do it? I want to be able to just grab the bar and go for it. And so I've been training, you know, with no straps and no gloves for the past couple years, and my deadlifts are pretty decent. And my problem is this, that between the deadlifts and also I think the farmer's walks with dumbbells, because they want to constantly unravel in your hands, I've developed such terrible calluses where the finger meets the pad of the hand. And it's to the point, and I use a Texas deadlift bar in the gym that I train at, which has a pretty decent knurling on it. I mean, it's really like a cheese grater when you get above 400 pounds. And once I get up about 405, when I get the four plates on and I'm working my way up, after a while, and even if I use chalk, which I don't use often enough because the gym freaks out because it's a middle of the road gym. But even when I use chalk, it's like I feel like there's a cheese grater in my hand. And when I get, and it's so painful that when I get the bar up, I don't have problems lifting the weight, but the pain freezes me. It's like when my hands start hurting, I can't pull anymore. And it literally unravels the skin on that area. And I feel like there's rocks. I mean, the calluses are pushing against my hand so hard that I feel like there's rocks in between the bar and my hands. What do you do?
Well, that's not an uncommon problem, believe it or not. And what happens is those calluses just get thicker and thicker and thicker. And you use chalk or your training or your work or however, and that skin dries out, you know. And in this day and age, we don't hydrate well enough. And you start putting pressure on, especially with that Texas deadlift bar, because that knurling is pretty nasty. And that's the idea. That way you won't lose your grip.
Yeah, you don't lose your grip. Well, your skin comes off when you're done lifting.
Well, and that's the issue. And unfortunately, those calluses, you know, can be deep. I've seen some really nasty callus pulls where the entire callus comes out, and it's deep into the hand. And so there's a couple of little things that we've learned to do, and they're really easy. Take the emery boards that you see women, you know, or male guitar players that way on
shaving, yeah, know, filing their fingernails with, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And file those down. You'll still feel the calluses, but they're not real deep and they're not real ragged, and you're getting rid of, you know, that top layer of dead skin.
Right.
The other thing is when you're done with your training, because we leave the chalk on there and that sort of thing, wash the hands really good, and then use a really good, thick, you know, type lotion, Utter Cream, things like that. Cornhuskers is real good. And, you know, it keeps moisture in those hands. The calluses are still there, but they're not drying out. The skin's not pulling loose. And especially with the weather, you know, we're hitting into the cold season, and everybody's got heat on.
Right,
you know, which,
get dried out,
you know,
even more.
dehumidifies the air. Grab a cheap dehumidifier, keep it in the house, and, you know, keep water in the air. And and just keep something handy to keep those hands clean when you're training. There's times where I'll keep a bottle of alcohol and a towel, and all it does is dry my hands out, and I keep them clean. And I don't have those issues with my hands.
No, huh? What, do you think that guys who have I have a fairly non-padded hand. You know, I have a traditional thin hand, you know, flat. I don't have a lot of padding in the palm. Do you think that that's why I'm suffering from this so much more than a guy who has a really thick padded hand?
Not necessarily. I think that's all an individual thing. Could it be part of the problem? Certainly.
Could it also have something to do with something you said earlier? I really grab the bar hard because I'm under the impression that for me to hold on to this bar, I got to start out clenched.
I absolutely believe that's part of the issue too. Because again, the harder you're squeezing against that knurling, and as it's wanting to pull out of your hands, you know, it's creating damage, and you know that's where the hand is drying out, becoming calloused, you know, and you're pulling every week, and you're doing grip stuff. You know, so the skin, you know, is going to be compromised. I mean, it's absolutely part of the issue.
I mean, I bleed every time I get up above 405. One of my hands ends up bleeding because the bar, literally, like a cheese grater, just strips the skin off of where those calluses are, just like rolls it under, and then I'm bleeding. And then I feel bad about it because I'm like, I know people are all freaked out. We're actually doing a show next week about MRSA in the gym, and I try to hide my hands because I'm thinking, oh man, now I'm bleeding. But it's inevitable. Every time I deadlift and I get up above four plates, my hands start to bleed.
I'm looking for it. I happen to be in front of a computer. There is a product out there. You mentioned being in the gym and the gym managers and owners freaking out because of chalk.
Right.
There is a couple of companies, and unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me, that make a liquid type chalk. And you just can keep it in your bag. You squeeze about a pea-sized dollop of it in your hands and rub your hands together. And I actually like it better than I do chalk.
Really?
But I'm not finding it. So
okay.
That's something I'll have to. You can find it on eBay. You could probably do a Google search for it, and that's also a nice alternative.
Do you think that had I used chalk early on, I would have never developed calluses? I only started using chalk when the calluses got so bad, and I thought I needed to do something. Do you think? Because I went with my girlfriend to get a manicure, and the little Asian girl took a cuticle. Pliers and started to snip away at my calluses. And
right.
She goes, you know, she was saying something to me like she was shocked at the, you know, how thick they are. And she actually like got into, she made them kind of concave. And I'm wondering maybe what I need to do is let her do her thing on me one day and just get it all out, let the skin regenerate and make sure that I always use chalk moving forward as opposed to using chalk because I've destroyed my hands already.
Yeah, again, you know, from all the pulling and the grip work that you do, and the technique that you use, you're going to develop those. The calluses will, if you're lifting weights of any type and you're not using gloves, chalk or no chalk, you're going to develop calluses.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the beast.
But they shouldn't impair my ability to pull. That's the thing.
Well, and that's when it's going to come down to doing, you know, these little maintenance things, you know, making sure throughout the day when you're not lifting that, you know, you're keeping the hands, you know, moisturized with lotion and staying hydrated and then taking that emery board, you know, and making
keeping
sure
after
there's no, yep. That Wes, as you recall Wes with all his crazy grips.
Right, right.
And that's one of the things he did was he kept, well, we'd go to Walmart like every other week and he would buy those, you know, the little emery boards in the checkout line and they were all over the house all the time.
Did you?
Because neither one of us were filing our nails.
That's funny. And what about when you're using a hook grip? Do you get a callus on the inside of your thumb?
Yeah, oh, it's terrible.
Really? I mean, I can't do the hook grip, Wade. I'm afraid my thumb is going to come off.
That's the sensation, and you do, believe it or not, you do get used to it, and I don't think about it anymore. The only time it really hurts me is if I'm doing, you know, something beyond two or three reps. Most of the other times, because my grip is not an issue, if I'm pulling reps, I'll use straps.
Right, 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 right.
But it does hurt. There's never a time that it doesn't hurt.
When you're doing a hook.
Absolutely. It always hurts.
And does your thumb end up not working right? I mean, do you end up compromising the thumb function? Have you noticed that from doing the hook grip?
I haven't. I've used the hook grip exclusively since 2005, and I probably dabbled with it for a couple of years prior. But I don't have a problem with it. I know Steve Goggins still uses the hook grip, and he's actually older than I am.
I was just going to say, isn't he a black lifter from Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him at meets. He's an amazing athlete.
Steve is a legend. Not only is Steve a legend, he's just one of those good, good guys. I can't say enough good things about Steve.
Yeah, I've actually seen him at a meet that I attended, and the guy is amazing. I mean, his bench press almost looks like a pec press. He's so strong.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very, very strong.
Incredibly
strong. He's also the guy who squats and he leans forward. His lower back has to
be
insanely strong.
Yeah. Tell you a quick story about Steve, because you're right. Steve was the first one to break 1100 in the squat.
Right.
And he did it as a 275 and a light 275. And Steve's bread and butter is his back. There is no question about that. That's his words. But I have seen Steve train squat in the gym, squatting against bands and on a box and be perfectly upright like I squat.
Right.
And I just was incredulous, but that is his style. He leans on what is strong, and it's scary.
When he's at a meet, he's got to have at least a 10-degree torque
it's
at
terrifying.
His hips where he's leaning
it
forward.
Is absolutely terrifying.
And the irony is, it's a leg movement, but you don't even think about the fact that his back is holding that weight at that angle for the whole time that he's going up and down. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And that's the way he's always squatted. And like I said, I've seen him train in the gym doing different things, and he's upright. But he is crazy, crazy strong.
Yeah, yeah, nice guy, and a really nice guy, too. I've actually spoken to him a couple
of
times.
Very nice guy, great guy.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a new device for those of you who like to train with different types of gear, shirts and bands and chains and stuff. We're going to be talking about a device in a couple minutes that Coach Johnson just taught me about. I think you'll find it very interesting. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you'd like to reach Coach Johnson, you can go to johnsonstrengthgroup.com, johnsonstrengthgroup.com. You can check out his strengthwear. It's called Ogre Wear. Shirts and stuff. Very, very cool design. Very cool logo. I wear them. You should too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Dr. Peter Rouse was kind enough to post on my Facebook page a link to DMM, which is apparently a company that markets products to people who go mountain climbing, and they have liquid chalk.
Great.
Yeah, it's actually on my Facebook page. For those of you who are not friends of mine, you'll want to friend me first. And then go there. They sell chalk balls. They sell crushed chalk. And then they have liquid chalk in a 200 milliliter bottle. So there you go. So anybody who's looking for liquid chalk, thanks to Dr. Peter Rouse, who's obviously listening to the show right now. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had that link posted so quickly. So there you go. Okay. So now let's talk about something called a slingshot. I had never heard of it before. And apparently it's something for those of us who are trying to build a better bench press. It's a training aid. Explain what it does and where you can get one.
Mark Bell is the inventor of the slingshot. You can find information on it at how much ya bench. That's how much yabench.net.
That's funny.
Yeah. Basically it is a piece of fabric, not unlike a bench shirt, but it's not poly. It's very elastic in nature. Goes over both elbows, and then there's a strip of that fabric that will cross the chest plate. And what it seemed to be designed for was to allow you to overload, you know, like we do with bands and like we do with the boards and stuff like that. But it's not like as heavy as resistance or adding weight when you do the reverse bands, and you're able to work that bench in a full range of motion. Mark gave me one to test and gave a few to the gym of mine to test and to use. And what we found is that it's also great for prehab, rehab. I've got some old nagging injuries from strongman and Olympic lifting. And so after using the bench shirt, instead of doing some raw work where sometimes my form is a little compromised due to fatigue, I'll use that slingshot, and it keeps my elbows where they need to be. And the bigger issue for me is it really takes pressure off of those shoulders.
So basically, the way it works is, think of a large band that's probably fairly thick. What is it, like 4 to 6 inches thick? I mean, wide in other
words? It's wider than 6 inches.
Okay. And so you put your arms up, and somebody puts it across your elbows, kind of like the way you would hold yarn if somebody was knitting.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you got that loop of, and so now you get down and it's going across your chest basically. When you're bringing the bar down, it's beneath the elbow, and it almost assists you the way a spotter would put their hands beneath your upper arms to help you push out of a press movement.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
That's basically what it feels like. And what it allows me to do is I can use a heavier weight with better form after, say, I've done my shirted bench press training. What we've also found is one of my training partners early in the year had ruptured a bicep tendon and had surgery, and that is what we used. Once he got to the point that he could actually hold the bar, we started using the slingshot where it would allow him to use a little more weight and keep his form, and it took pressure not only off his shoulders but off the bicep as well. And he's benching this past Monday 365 for six with no problem.
Now, does the slingshot come in different levels of resistance, a blue band, a red band, so you have a greater degree of assistance?
At this point, I don't know. He has different sizes, you know, based on your size.
Right.
And that, I know he is doing, he's always working on stuff. So at this point, I don't know that for a fact that there's anything available, but I know he's working on stuff.
Is this a very new product? Has this been around for a while?
Very new. Very new.
So most gyms probably don't even, I mean, powerlifting gyms may not even know about this yet.
No, I would say a majority don't. Mark has really been pushing it, and it's on his Facebook page. And like I said, he's got the howmuchyoubench.net. And this is one of those things, and I'm not sponsored in any way, but
right.
I am telling you that especially for the price of this thing, it is way, way worth the money, especially for us master lifters that, you know, and I train as hard as any kid. But I still, you know, I have to function at my job. I have to function with my clients. And so my rest is not like, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
And with all the things, you know, still trying to be an Olympic lifter and a strong man and those types of things, I have to find everything that I can that will help me recuperate and help keep my form sound. And this is one of the greatest tools I have ever seen.
It sounds really interesting. And it makes such great sense too. I mean, it's just a very, very smart use of a band like that. How much do they cost, you know?
It's roughly right about $50.
Oh, so it's not that expensive. I mean,
no, not at all.
And I would imagine, is there any advantage to using the slingshot shirted?
There would be. I don't know how you would do it. I couldn't see there being any benefit, but you'd never be able to get the shirt over the band.
Ah, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, let's talk about Ogawear for a second. Ogawear has been around for quite a while. It kind of receded for a little while, and then it's resurfaced again. And this is your clothing line, correct?
That's right.
And does it have the same design that it did when I was wearing my Ogawear shirt?
I still have that traditional one that we started with, and I have gotten some more artwork done. We have a female now, and there is a couple of other male ogres as well.
Okay, and basically, this is kind of like House of Pain. I know that you're sponsored by House of Pain also, right? You work with them.
I work with Rick, yes.
Right,
and that's another great company and another great guy. That's a company that the strength world needs to support. Rick is one of those great, great guys.
And but this is t-shirts that you have now, right? They're t-shirt. What do you have? Sweatshirts, t-shirts.
There's
what do you have?
T-shirts. I've got hoodies. You know, the stocking cap, knit caps, baseball caps. When we ventured in with the female design, there's just a multitude of things that I've got, and we're slowly getting that put on the website.
Excellent, excellent. And so if people want to see it, they can go to johnsonstrengthgroup.com. Are you going to have this stuff? I mean, I remember I bought my shirts when I was at a powerlifting event back in the East. Are you going to have the stuff at powerlifting events that you show up at, or
generally if I'm at a meet, unless I'm really, really pressed for time where I show up, I judge, and then I gotta go, I always have it with me.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's good to know.
And they can email me, you know, at supersquat800@yahoo.com, and if they want to purchase something that way.
Can people contact you through the johnsonstrengthgroup.com website also?
Yes, it has a link to my email address. We will be putting my Facebook address link on there. And it also has a link to my forum, which is weightliftingdiscussion.com. And you can use that to get in touch with me as well.
And then obviously become a Facebook friend of Coach Wade Johnson. It's just Wade
Absolutely.
Johnson, right? You're
that is correct.
Yeah, and you if you see other Wade Johnsons, you'll know which one he is because he's usually got like a lot of weight on his back or in his hands in the picture in his avatar. So check that out. So Wade, you're doing a powerlifting competition. Do you know where it's going to be yet?
In February, it is going to be in Alabama, and like I said, that should be the last meet I do as a super heavy.
And then the goal is to trim down and do what? To focus on Olympic lifting?
Well, what I'm going to do is, you know, I've just made this promise where I didn't want to be, you know, this 50-year-old guy that's like, well, maybe this is the year I'll squat a grain
right,
and
right.
weigh 350 pounds. And it's one of those things where you know that at some point you got to start thinking about health. And, you know, and fortunately for me, I'm genetically big. And
right.
So, what the goal now is, as I've told Elite several times, and hopefully I can achieve this goal, and that kind of closes out all my goals. So
right.
now it would be, what better challenge than to lose the weight, lifting the 308 weight class, total elite as a master, and get back involved competitively with the Olympic lifting, because I'd love to be able to qualify for Masters Nationals and do the same Masters Nationals in strongman.
That's exciting. That's exciting. And I'm sure you will. You've been a dedicated athlete for many, many years. But interestingly enough, you're one of the few guys that I know that isn't consumed by your passion because you have a very balanced life as well. You know, you work, you operate your gym, you have a family life, and you also find time for lifting. Is it hard to balance everything?
Oh, it's tremendously hard because I get so focused. Like I was telling you before we came on, last year I added 580 square feet both to my house and to my gym. And in the last year, I've spent so much time working on that, remodeling and making it better and how to maximize the limited amount of space that I have. And so it is. It's very, very difficult because I have responsibilities with the federation one of the federations that I work with, I'm the chairman of their board. And, you know, so that requires time and responsibilities. And then I judge quite a bit for the Southern Powerlifting Federation is the federation I'm speaking of. Then you have the gym, you have clients and the training and the training group that I train with, you know. And, you know, then you have a house, you have animals, and you have a family.
Yeah,
and
you have a lawn.
Requires, you know.
Right. Yeah, so. Everything else. I you know, it's really funny because I've been traveling a lot lately, really focused on the show, doing a lot of things for the show, and business is growing. And with all of that additional responsibility, I find it harder and harder to find time to get to the gym. Now, keep in mind that I'm still without a car as a result of my divorce. So I will get a car again, and that would absolutely will. But right now, for me to go to the gym, it's a 2-hour ordeal. It's a half hour walk there, a half hour walk home. And then I train for an hour. And I've gotten to the point where in the morning I generally get up around 4 a.m. And I literally start working at 4 a.m. I make some green tea. I sit down at the computer. I start answering emails. I start picking up from what I left off the night before. And then I go to myself, gee, now I'm going to go to the gym. I have to take 2 hours out of my day. And I look at all the work that I have to do in that day and I go, I can't go to the gym today. So once I get a car, I'm sure that I'll be able to get back on track. And hopefully when I move back to Louisville first week of December, I have a car there actually waiting for me that I bought and it's been sitting there.
Well, that's exciting and good to hear. I'm glad you're
Yeah, we're
going to
be close again, man. You and I are going to see each other a lot at meets.
Yeah.
I know. I miss hanging out with you, to be honest with you. I always enjoyed hanging out with you. So, yeah, it's going to be good. But anyway, listen, if you want to reach Coach Johnson, a private consultation, he can help you reach your goals. You can visit him at Johnson.com. strengthgroup.com or give the email address again.
It is super. supersquat800@yahoo.com, or you can go to my forum, weightliftingdiscussion.com.
And you're going to have to change that email address to supersquat1000 next year.
You know, I got an email from John Grove. I don't know if you know John. John
No.
is an elite lifter. He's the owner of North Georgia Barbell. Wonderful person. He's a great coach as well. And he emailed me that. You know, he goes, you've long
about time
800. But it's just one of those things where, you know, I've had the email for so long when I was trying to get to 800, and now I've just kept it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for making time today to come on the show. Okay, Wade?
Anytime. It's always good to talk with
you. There you go. All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Tune in then.